WGBB, you're on the air. Who's calling, please?
It's your father.
Oh, hi, Dad. How do you like that? It's my family.
Yay.
Everyone I know, everyone who's ever listened to this show has called in tonight. Dad, what's up? You sound good.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I got the final score on the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I won $125.
Oh, we mean you got the... Oh, wow, congratulations.
Tell your father he shouldn't say that when Lou, the policeman, is going to be on the show.
Apparently it's not really illegal. I thought it was, but I think it has to reach a certain monetary thing before, like, this kind of gambling is even illegal. So, go Dad! $125, huh?
Right.
So you guys are taking me out for my birthday win?
Well, no, actually, you owe me money.
What do you mean I owe you money?
Well...
Oh, that's right, because I took a box.
I had to lay up money for you.
That's right.
And Joyce, so that you could be in the pool, too.
Wow. Well, okay, of course. How much did you tell? How many boxes did you...
Oh, I took at least 25 boxes for you.
You bastard. No, but... Well, congratulations, man. Because you never win. Either my cousin Adam always wins, because I got five people in that family.
Well, as a matter of fact, Adam did win, but not Adam Pinkow.
Oh.
Adam S. He won.
What the hell is his last name?
Shefflin.
Oh, Shefflin, okay.
But he won the first quarter and the second quarter.
So if anybody sees Adam Shefflin walking home tonight, he's got money on him. Money! I'm just kidding. Congratulations, Dad. Did you think it was going to, were you like jumping up and down? Well, as best as you can jump up and down at this point?
Well, let's put it this way. I was so sure that they were going to score again and ruin it for me.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the game, I figured there was going to be at least another field goal or something to louse it up just in the last second. But it actually happened, so.
Well, I'm
just walking on air. I mean, it's not big money, but...
Yeah, I mean...
It's very, very
nice. Every year we never get... maybe, I think one time one of us won one of the quarters.
Right, exactly.
So
I think I won a quarter before.
So wait. $125 won.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a dollar a box?
No, $3 a box.
$3 a box?
Yeah.
Gewalt.
So you owe me.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
How much? Well, won't you get take five boxes?
Yeah.
For me?
Six.
Six? I owe you $18?
No, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Well, I have to sell one of the boys.
I've got to work here until 4 a.m. now.
We'll just sell Murray or Roofy.
Yeah, we'll sell one of our dogs. But it used to be like $1 or $2, and we couldn't sell all the boxes. Did they have a lot of people there?
Yeah, they had quite a few, and people were taking six boxes each.
Nice.
We started out taking five.
Right, yeah.
And then they didn't sell them all, so they made it six, and bada-bing.
Well, congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
So what are you going to do with all that that loot?
Well, I think I'll probably spend most of it on your mother.
Oh, God.
As a matter of fact, come to think of it, I think she's got the money.
Ah, yeah. Isn't that the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen? No, I kid. Hon, you're being very quiet.
I'm listening.
That's my wife listening in the background. Well, that's...
I'll do Jeff, huh? What? Yeah,
need a little bit of a...
Boy, Jeff, he sounded so out of it tonight.
Yeah.
It was a good show, yeah, that's right. I liked it, yeah.
Jeff, would you like to say something nice about one of our advertisers, our sponsors?
No.
that's just great PR right there.
Well, you with Minuteman Press?
Now, see the effectiveness of advertising on our program? My dad knows who our sponsors are.
MortgagesRock.com?
Not rot. They don't rot.
Rock.
They rock. They
rock. Rock.com.
There you go.
And
come on. My magazine.
Performing Arts Insider.
You got them.
Wait a minute. Oh. What about Fancy Schmancy Balloons?
Oh, good for you. And they're our most recent. So you've been listening. You are a good, devoted listener.
You bet I am.
Right on. Well, thank you, Dad.
Thank you for entertaining
me. I wish I had
me.
More dads like you.
Wait a minute.
Thanks so much, Dad, for calling in. I have a number one fan, I have a number two fan, but you can be my number three fan.
Wait a minute.
What?
Who's your number one fan?
Pam. Pam, the one
who's your number two fan?
Her friend is now becoming the number two fan.
Where's Joyce?
Oh, that's right, Joyce. Well, she doesn't always listen because she's either tired or preparing for school, or she has her friend Natalie over, so I don't know. She's down to number four.
Now that she's Dr. Joyce.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I guess we have to forgive her.
That's all right, so I'll make her number three. You can be my number four fan. How's that?
Okay.
Number four fan, Dad.